News Services Division of Akashvani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary, bringing you the latest developments of India's unexplored Northeast region. Today, we bring you a report from Hangzhou Asian Games, where sportspersons from Manipur are proving their mettle and bringing laurels to the country. We will also get to know about the customs and culture of Angami tribe of the Nagas. But for now, let's go over to Sikkim, where the state-level Indra Jatra celebration organized by Sikkim Newar Gutti culminated at Menan Kendra, Gangtok last week. Indra Jatra is an important religious festival celebrated with pomp and fanfare in Sikkim. While the Indra Jatra festival is predominantly Nepalese, it is celebrated with great zeal by the Newar community in Sikkim too. The primary significance of celebrating this festival is to seek blessings from Lord Indra, God of Rain, so that he blesses the place with ample rainfall each year. A report.
Indra Jatra takes place on the 15th day of Yanla, the 11th month in Nepalese calendar. The 8-day-long exuberant festival of the Newari community is a time to honor the recently deceased and to pay homage to Lord Indra and his mother Dagini to ensure they bless the coming harvest. The legend behind the story says that Indra in human form visited Kathmandu Valley to pick a flower of Parijat that his mother wanted to use in a ritual. He was caught picking the flowers and accused of stealing. To smooth out the incident, Dagini descended from heaven, and when they realized that the captive was none other than Indra, he was promptly released. Dagini said that to thank the people for releasing her son and to make up for Indra's transgression, she would make sure the crops had dew every morning, and she would also take up to heaven those who had died in the previous year. This forms the basis for Indra Jatra every year. The state-level Indra Jatra celebration organized by the Sikkim Newar Gutti culminated at Manan Kendra Gangtok on 29 September 2023. Earlier, the celebration commenced with the Nitya Puja at Bhanu Udhyan, which had the presence of Chief Minister, Cabinet Ministers, MLAs, other dignitaries, and participants from across the state. Thereafter, the Rath Yatra cultural procession set off for MG Marg via Tibet Road. The dignitaries witnessed the mask dance and other cultural performances by various groups and individuals. The celebrations involve a kumari. In a tradition that dates back over 1,000 years, these are young girls who are selected to be living goddesses when they are about 3 years old. The kumaris are only allowed out of the houses on major festivals such as Indra Jatra. When they do participate, their feet are not allowed to touch the earth, so they must be carried or walk on special carpets. Two boys playing the roles of the gods Ganesh and Bhairav, the most fearsome form of Shiva, accompany the kumari in the procession. The celebrations culminated at a grand event organized at Manan Kendra. The function was graced by Chief Minister Sri Prem Singh Tamang as the chief guest. The audiences were treated to colorful cultural presentations featuring Vajra Yogini, Unity, Pancha Buddha and Bhairav Kali dances, along with the fusion of Lepcha, Bhutia and Nepali dances. Talking about Indra Jatra, Mr. Sital Pradhan, member of Sikkim Newar Gutti, said,
Indra Jatra is the biggest festival celebrated by the Newar community, and it is celebrated across the world. Primarily started from the Kathmandu Valley of Nepal, today it has reached to the different corners of the world, to the different places of the world where the population of Newar has settled down. Indra Jatra, it holds its own religious significance, it has its own community bonding, it helps in the promotion of arts and culture of Newar community. It helps in the preservation of cultural heritage of Newar. It has its own economic significance. And above all, today, we see Indra Jatra as a promotion of tourism too. Indra Jatra, it is a story about Lord Indra and his descent to the earth in search of a divine flower. It is the story of Lord Indra and its interconnection with the human race on the earth. It is in this Indra Jatra that we also celebrate our living goddess Kumari, whom we seek blessing and for good fortune. Indra Jatra is an integral part of Hindu mythology, and here we see how the goddesses and the gods are interrelated to our newer community. It is during this festival we pay tribute to our ancestral spirits and wish for their living embodiment of divine energy. Indra Jatra is a vibrant showcase of Newar art, music and dance forms. Traditional dances like Vajrayogini, Panchabuddha, Kumari dance are performed, and these allows the younger generation to learn and carry forward this cultural expression. Indra Jatra is a collective celebration and it brings the entire Newar community under one roof. It strengthens social ties among the families, among the people we get to meet in the festivities. It showcases a cultural unity in preserving the culture and passing down the tradition to the coming generation. Today, Indra Jatra is a major attraction for tourists, and we are very proud of this festival. And we always hope that this tradition of Indra Jatra continues for coming generations.
Chief Minister Sri Prem Singh Tamang will greeting everyone, especially the Newar community, on the occasion of Indra Jatra. Wish that the festival will provide an opportunity to all to unite and spread the message of peace, brotherhood and communal harmony in the state. With Dilli Ram Dulal, this is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay for Northeast Diary from Akashvani Gangtok.
The beautiful town of Menchukha in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh is one of the most picturesque destinations in the state. It is known for both its religious and historical significance. Menchukha is also known as Menchukha, which is made of three words. Men means medicinal, Chu means water, and Ka means ice in local language. The melted water flows here from the snow-capped peaks is believed to have medicinal values. The place is a paradise on earth with untouched natural beauties. Due to its mesmerizing landscapes, exotic tribes, natural beautiful lake and snow-capped mountains, this place is gradually becoming a popular tourist destination in Arunachal Pradesh. The Siom River flows through Menchukha, also provides a spectacular view in the valley. The main inhabitants of Menchukha Valley are the people of Memba, Ramu, Bokar and Libo tribes. In the recent years, this old but small town has emerged as a tourist hotspot. A report.
The town Menchukha or the Menchukha lies deep inside north-central Arunachal Pradesh near Indo-China border. Menchukha is one of the most sought tourist destinations in the state in the recent times because of its remote location and exquisite natural beauty. The first glimpse of Menchukha gives the impression of a place frozen in time, an extensive flatland amidst mountains of brown and green, garlanded by snow-clad peaks on three sides, and Yargapchu River meandering its way over the vast plain dotted with colorful houses. Menchukha is inhabited primarily by the Memba tribe. These peoples are followers of Buddhism. They have lived here for centuries, as a result of which the Membas has a rich cultural and mythological heritage. Menchukha itself is believed to have been blessed into existence by Guru Rinpoche, the 8th century saint, who is revered by many as the second Buddha. The Buddhists in and around the region refer to the town as Nehnang, meaning pilgrimage. Menchukha's holy associations are believed to have been endowed its snow melt with medicinal properties, hence the name Menchukha, where Men is medicine, Chu is water and Ka is snow. Myth and spirituality pervades all aspects of life in Menchukha, and as such the symbols abound in and around the place. Some 15 kilometers away from Menchukha town is the Tapostan, meaning place of penance, or Pema Subhu as the locals call it. They believe that Guru Rinpoche once meditated here. Interestingly, the same spot is also considered sacred by a Sikh contingent of the Indian Army stationed there, who believe that Guru Nanak, founder of the Sikh religion, had an encounter with a wild bear here and overpowered him with his spiritual powers. The army has built a Gurudwara to immortalize the story. Differences notwithstanding, both the beliefs have coexisted in harmony for decades. Another spot of spiritual significance of the members is Lalung, which means God's place, and is believed to be the cradle of human settlement in the region. While places of spiritual and religious significance abound, Manchukuo is also a paradise for those wishing to spend some tranquil time by themselves. Though Manchukuo is beautiful in any season, a good time to visit is during the Sonam Losar festival in January. Freshly painted houses, colored prayer flags, people in traditional costumes and cultural programs that highlight the tribe's rich heritage all make it come alive as the members celebrate the onset of yet another year to add on to their glorious heritage. Manchukuo is connected both by road and airways. The only advanced landing ground in the area is maintained by Indian Air Force. The airstrip is used frequently to bring in vital supplies via AN-32 aircraft and helicopters. There is a twice a week helicopter service under Udaan scheme of Government of India to Manchukuo. For North Diary, this is Rakesh Tole, Itanagar.
As of October 4th, India has won a total of 73 medals with 16 gold medals, 26 silver medals and 31 bronze medals. Manipur, which is also known as the powerhouse of sports, also plays an important role in these games. After a woman sportsperson of Manipur has secured a silver medal in the Wushu event, another bronze medal in Kano has proven that the state is truly a powerhouse of the country. Let us hear more from our Imphal correspondent, J.J. Tokchum.
On the 10th day of ongoing Asian Games, Salam Sunin Singh of Manipur Queens, a bronze medal with his partner Arjun Singh in men's canoe sprint double 1000-meter competition and set a historic record on Tuesday. It was the first ever medal for India in canoe sprint at the Asian Games since 1994. Salam Sunin Singh from Moirang in Bishnupur district of Manipur is competing in his second Asian Games after the 2018 edition. Born in a fisherman family, Sunin began his day by watching his father row his boat out and catch fish at the Lokak Lake. He joined the Indian Army in 2017 and was able to train for the Globen sports competition. Currently, he is serving as a Havildar in Indian Army. Sunin's passion for water is inherent as he was born and brought up near the Lokak Lake. Speaking to Notice Diary, mother of Sunin said that her son is very hardworking and he loves sports. He dedicated his life to his family and sports. She is really proud of her son. She said,
Oza Tomba from Boat House was the first photo of my son. Next is a local auntie called Niteshwari. She moved him to this level. His love for sports and dedication is amazing. He stays for a week at Lamdam for mountaineering, which inspired him to be a sportsman. Niteshwari trained him day and night to bring him to this level. We are from a poor family. We may eat a single meal, but we try our best to fulfill his dreams. He trained day and night to get a medal. Finally, he proved it. We are really happy and proud of him.
Sunin prepared for the Asian Games in Bhopal Sai Center under Chief Coach Pijus Baroy. Only 4 more days left for the closing ceremony of Asian Games. Let us all pray for the athletes of India to win more medals. J.J. Tokchom, Akashvani News, Notice Diary, Imphal.
Angami Nagas are hill people depending basically on cultivation and livestock rearing. Let's explore the customs and culture of Angamis, who were traditional warriors.
Nagaland is a state of India lying in the hills and mountains of the northeastern part of India. It is one of the smaller states of India. The Nagas consist of 16 major tribes as well as numerous sub-tribes, and each one has a specific geographic distribution. The Naga tribes lack a common language, and each tribe has its own dialects. Angamis are one of the major tribes of Nagaland, whose settlements are spread across the Kohima district in northeast Nagaland, bordering Assam. Mashavenu Angami explains the salient features of her tribe.
My name is Mashavenu Jotlo. I'm from Takama village, and we belong to Angami tribe.
The Angami Nagas are hill people depending basically on cultivation and livestock rearing.
Most of the peoples are agriculturists, and then they also practice June cultivation, shifting cultivation, and terrace cultivation.
The Angamis celebrate a 10-day festival called
Sikrini, which we celebrate in the end of December or in the first week of January. It consists of 7 days, and it varies from village to village.
The design of the clothes worn by the Angami men and women are quite different from each other. Beads, miniature mask pendants, bangles and bracelets are most common among them all.
The girls use is called todi, and the mekhala which the girls use is khemo. For men, blouse which boys use, it's mixed with black and red. That is called lowo bola. And then they also use a type of mekhala which is known as sni. And also there is again another traditional attire which the boys use mainly during the folk dance. And that is called teha, ornaments like necklace. Yes, necklace, we use necklace. Earrings, boys, their earrings are made from the feather. The girls, we make from the thread.
Angami dance, music, songs and folklore all express an exuberant concern for life.
We have different music, like songs sent in the different occasions. When we go to the field, we sing some songs, farm-based, yes. Folk dances, we perform during festival seasons or some special occasions. We Angamis, we go to field digging, then the sun is different. And when the planting seasons are and harvesting seasons, the folk songs are different. Actually, in our song, we mostly stand in Sohimojo Sono Dijole. And when translate, I heard that it is said as, who grows up without a lover? That's the starting of the song. And the next tunes, we use some different lyrics depending on the tunes. Christian songs are very different from the folk songs. Gospel songs, we use for singing that in the churches. It's different from the traditional.
The girls from the young, they start carrying the basket for work.
Elderly life. Like that is. It's mostly based on a girl's life story.
Phenomenon.
A prominent village institution is the Morung, a communal house or dormitory for young unmarried men, where skulls and other trophies of war were hung.
A Morung in the ancient days is about boys can only enter, and in the Morung, the boys are taught to with baskets how to go and protect themselves from wars. Folk songs that are taught like that separately. The girls in the morons, we can see there are different items like baskets, nagashels, which are worn out in the ancient times, of map, which is used to use grains to dry their vegetables, millet, jobsiers, these dry vegetables, or we call it osu in our dialect. They are also used for decorations. The big one is used as mug also. In Angami kitchen, we different things like smoke mix, which is a common thing for the Angamis. We call ourselves Angamis, but there is also a common language, which is known as Tingidie. I think it will be said as oral language because there is no written form. Tingidie, where there is a written form, like boots.
A central feature of Naga life is the Feast of Merit, a series of ceremonies culminating with the sacrifice of a mithun, a domesticated goat. Dr. Dikole of Nagaland University explained.
The feast will be offered to the community by a couple who acquired richness with their own effort. That is what we call it the Feast of Merit. A couple are blessed by what we call it the Supreme Court, Kokipuro, because of their sincerity, piousness, rightful conduct in life, obedience to the supernatural being. Because of the accomplishment of such personal obedience to God, they were blessed with richness. A huge numbers of cattle had to be killed to feast the whole village community for 5 days continuously. Rice beer is one of the major components in offering the feast.
And now listen to this mesmerizing song, Our Mighty Land, Northeast India, by Esther Kamate, a child singer from Mizoram.
With the sound of the hills.
Come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
My motherland where sweet voices pass and go, where the long lips young meets the Brahmaputra. We keep to the lullaby of Loktak Lake and raise your blast with moss and rum angel ray. With the clouds of Isol in those blue mountains, we meet the meat of this true golden, where Kintin jungle snows or adorned by sun rays, we call the tree Pubi Pei. So stand up and feel the beat, let the world know who we are. The children of mighty land, singing by the grave.
Eh, mere dosto, utari simao se. Eh, mere dosto, dakshini lahero se. Eh, mere dosto, पूर्वी किरणों से, ए मेरे दोस्तों पश्चिमी हवाओं से, सब जरूर आना मेरे गांव, यही है मेरी जन्मभूमि, यही मेरी मथुरा भूमि. With the clouds of blessings and the blue mountains, we sing and dance in my motherland. North is me taken for one a.m. Cần rằm môi hi trôi lâu xe, cần sớm xe lâu cần rộ lê, cần rằm loa ma hiá, mang ngay lê, in lung hoa lìn, che lại xa.
This program was scripted and presented by Lucy G. Chattopadhyay, produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.